back. This is Morning Cannolis with Jim Santel. This is Jim Santel. We are in our second hour this morning, moving shortly into a discussion of a second major Supreme Court case coming out of Washington, D.C. just this past week, a case called Bruin, implicating Second Amendment rights. That happening on Thursday, Dobbs happening on Friday. But before we go to that particular discussion, let's take one more caller. Jack is calling in. Jack, your comment, your question, your observation here this morning.
Yeah, thank you. First of all, I'd say this is definitely not a conservative court. In my opinion, the correct term is reactionary. Mm-hmm. At a minimum, they've set Americans' human rights back 50 years. And in Wisconsin, they've set us back about 175 years. Secondly, this is the first time in my over 7 years that I've seen the court take away human rights. Seems to me that the founding fathers gave America the greatest human rights that their current society could handle. And that implies they intended the exact opposite to happen, to increase the rights as society changes over time. It appears that the only right that they want to increase is the right to carry a gun. And finally, I seem to recall seeing Old West movies, and I don't know if these are if they're accurate or not, but in these movies, when anyone came into town, they couldn't carry guns. The local sheriff required them to check the guns with the sheriff in order to avoid gunfights in the streets. This court, if it existed in the late 1800s, it seems they would have even declared that unconstitutional. So,
Jack,
we have a pretty outrageous court.
All good observations, including your observation about language. You know, we talk about conservative liberal justices. I think you're absolutely right that those terms sometimes are misleading, especially with respect to particular alliances and how the justices decide. Your second and third points are even more important, right? That when it comes to understanding what should be going on in America today, this Supreme Court is out of step, at least from my perspective, and I suspect yours as well. And also, Jack, your comment is a great segue into our discussion about this case coming out of New York called Bruin. We discussed this matter, this litigation coming up to the United States Supreme Court in our very first show early June in this sequence, and talked about the predicates for it. We recall well that 14 years ago in a case issued by a majority of the Supreme Court, by Antonin Scalia, a case called Heller, the United States Supreme Court said the first time in its history that individuals have an individual personal right to gun ownership in their homes for self-defense purposes. And the question for the past 14 years is, does it extend beyond the homes? We chatted about this at great length this past week, right before the decision yesterday in Dobbs. The Supreme Court issued another opinion in New York State Rifle and Pistol Association versus Kevin Bruen, B-R-U-E-N. Comes out of New York, and it is premised upon a century-old act called the Sullivan Act. It placed responsibility in local law enforcement, some discretionary judgment to grant concealed carry weapons or authorizations to citizen applicants. And the significant part of that was, as we know from the litigation in Bruin and certainly the opinion issued on Thursday, was that the law, the state law, much, Jack, as you just indicated with respect to those old Western towns, required a demonstration, this is the language of the law, a demonstration of a special need for self-protection distinguishable from that of the general community or of persons engaged in the same profession, namely a kind of a clearly stated non-speculative need for self-defense, vesting again in local authorities the decision to keep us, the discretion, the judgment, the inclination to keep us very much safe and secure on our streets by making those all-important calls. And so, again, that was out there for about 100 years. There are about 6 or 7 other states that have similar discretionary practices and policies for granting concealed carry permits, and we can chat more about that and open carry and the differences between those two things. This past Thursday, the United States Supreme Court, major Second Amendment case. I would offer it's the bookend to Dobbs in terms of what this Supreme Court is doing in America. Under the Second Amendment, found that right that was established, again, for the first time in 200 years, 14 years ago, to establish individual gun ownership in the home now extends beyond the home. And that with respect to New York and similar regimens of oversight by government cannot take a look at, cannot analyze the specific reasons for a request, what's called a proper cause requirement. In other words, coming forward and saying, this is the reason why I want this particular gun in this particular area. Governments, local authorities, state authorities cannot invoke a proper cause requirement that it violates the Constitution. And as the Supreme Court, in this instance, a majority, once again, in the case authored by this time by Justice Thomas, says that requirement, that proper cause approach, violates the Constitution by preventing law-abiding citizens with ordinary self-defense needs from exercising their Second Amendment rights to keep and bear arms in public for self-defense. A huge expansion of that right under the Second Amendment. Goes on to say, this is again Justice Thomas now writing for a majority of the Supreme Court, says that the amendment, the Second Amendment, is the very product of an interest balancing by the people. In other words, you don't have to have local authorities, you don't have to people contemporaneously looking at these things. The Second Amendment, by its very nature, establishes your right if you, in fact, you abide by maybe certain procedural administrative processes. It establishes that right in the very text, the very language of the Second Amendment, and it surely elevates this above all other interests, the right of law-abiding, responsible citizens to use arms for self-defense. That's the United States Supreme Court, again, on Thursday of this week, an opinion, again, following up on Dick Heller and Justice Scalia in this case called Bruin, a very, very significant case. The majority opinion, again, authored by Justice Thomas, joined in by Chief Justice Roberts, Justices Alito, Gorsuch, Kavanaugh, and Barrett. The Second Amendment right to carry arms in public for self-defense is no different and is also supported by history. A huge amount of attention in that case to the text, once again, of the Second Amendment, to history, and also taken by the dissent, which we'll talk about right after the break, to contest this finding that Second Amendment rights should be broadened even more than they are into the public domain. We'll chat more about that right after the break. Jack, we appreciate your call, as always, and we're taking more phone calls here at WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, right after the break, here at the Shaw in Waukesha.